This is the Pitch Vision Academy show number 92. This is the Pitch Vision Academy cricket show number 92. You can find us at pitchvision.com, the best cricket coaching on the web. My name's David Hinchliffe, and this week I'm joined by Gary Palmer. As you know, Gary's a long-term friend of the show. He's Pitch Vision's batting coach, director of CCM Academy, an innovative and intense coaching academy that's producing first-class and international cricketers, and has experience coaching at international level. Welcome back, Gary.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. This week we're going to be talking about some of the non-negotiables of batting, the traits that all batsmen, all good batsmen have, regardless of style, and the ones they need to get right to succeed. So a good way to look at this would be to pick a top player who's struggling with form at the moment as an example. And I think the perfect example of someone who can't seem to buy a run at the moment for England anyway is the opening batsman, Alistair Cook. So if you were talking to Alistair, what would you say about his technique that's going wrong at the moment?
Well, I think this goes back to my three most important things with the batter, the ABCs, which are more for Alistair Cook, I would say alignment and balance are quite key issues with him. He always looks like he's trying to hit the ball through the offside, and then if the ball's straighter, he plays on his pad and whips it through the leg side. Now, that makes him very vulnerable if someone bowls in at middle and seams the ball around or swings it. And it also makes it very hard for him to drive a half volley or a ball back of a length, which is on that middle stump line, because he has no confidence in hitting that particular shot because his technique's flawed, and that i.e. the alignment and the balance isn't quite right.
So where does that start? I mean, we're talking about non-negotiable things. So does that start with, you know, the even the most simple stuff that the, you know, that's the first thing you teach the kids, the stance and the backswing or the backlift? Does it start there?
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed that he's started to open his stance slightly, which is a step in the right direction. But I still think his backswing needs to go more towards off stump, first slip, so it aligns straight away to the bowler, and if the ball swings in at him, he's got good access to the ball, so the bat swings in a fairly straight line, hit through mid-on, or to close the face on it and hit it through mid-wicket. I mean, if you pick your bat up over middle, or middle and leg, or it goes behind you, and the ball's swinging into you, it's impossible to get at the ball without swinging across it slightly like a golfer. And the most important thing for Alistair is that his back foot, when he plays a straight drive, an on-drive, seems to remain very, very sideways. So maybe he's trying to keep that sideways because he thinks that's right. So if he steps forward to a ball at middle and leg, you'll notice his front foot starts to go to the offside, so it goes across the line of the back foot, and to compensate and allow him to get at the ball, he then twists that front foot really open so it's too straight, which pulls him across the line of the ball, therefore playing around his front pad. If you hit a straight drive, generally your feet should be in a straight line and not closed off, because if you're closed off, that means your front foot's across the line of your back foot. It's very hard to swing the bat in a straight line to the ball. And similarly with the on drive, those feet need to be pretty straight. Obviously you take a smaller stride, and by taking the smaller stride for the ball on leg stump or middle and leg, that allows you to get your head further forward, subsequently open up slightly, and again, your balance is really well aligned. But, you know, if you stand there in your lounge and step forward to play a straight drive and lean forward with your back foot sideways, get someone to stand behind you and just twist your heel round, you'll notice that automatically your whole body would align back up the towards where you'd be trying at the ball, which is straight. Now, I think he's batting away there. He's got great mental strength. knows how to build an innings, all those key things. But I think because the technique's not there, he's just trying to watch the ball and concentrate and do his best. You know, it's all going to start, as we all know, with the setup. And yes, he's opened up a little bit more, which is great. His back just now goes towards, you know, off stump first slip area, and his head starts pushing forward towards straight and mid on because he's got to look to play that shot. Then I think the runs will come back. I mean, they're quite small changes that will make a huge difference. As long as he knows what he's got to then change and work on, then I think a player of his calibre would sort it out quite quickly.
Let's talk about where you make contact with the ball as well, because a lot of commentators have been saying, you know, to play swing, you have to play the ball late, play under your eyes. What's the correct way to make contact with the ball when you're driving, especially on the front foot?
There are people don't always understand what under the eyes mean. People say play the ball under the eyes. Well, yeah, that's great and that's correct, as long as your head is a long way forward, i.e. further forward than your front foot. So the key is to play under your eyes, let the ball come, but hit it forward of the front foot. Now, a lot of people think under your eyes means let it come, you hit it under your eyes, but it's sort of level with your heel, which is not right because you're not really leaning into the shot. So I would say you've got to hit it under your eyes, forward of the front foot. And that doesn't mean go out and push hard at the ball. That means lean forward, let the ball come, but have your striking area forward of your body. And I think you'll find that's what a lot of great players do.
And when that happens, when you're leaning that far forward, presumably even with a cover drive where your front foot does go across your back foot, your heel, your back heel is still going to be off the ground.
Definitely. You hear the term solid base or firm base, and people perceive that as your heel being on the floor. I believe when you play straight drives and off drives that back heel's not only got to come off the ground, but that back foot's got to turn in early prior to hitting the ball. And I think you'll find people can still do that when they're playing an off drive, because if you think about it, you're hitting the ball towards extra cover. If you can push off the ball of your back foot to get your weight forward rather than sort of the inside edge of your back foot, it's a lot better position to be in. You get better push, better feel, better balance. And I think if you look in a lot of books, you'll see a number of test players, the good shot players, hitting off drives. And I've seen a picture of Tendulkar doing this, and he's got both feet literally pointing to where he's trying to hit the ball. And when you talk about playing swing or spin really well, but the best way and most neutral way of playing and being able to get at the ball is to have both feet pointing up the wicket. And again, that's why Colin would play a spin well. And I think if you watch that, the Pakistani pace bowlers that are swinging it all over the place, excuse me, people are finding that hard to play. And I think the key to it is to turn that back foot in early so you can get at the ball and go with the swing or the spin.
One thing you hear a lot about as well in modern coaching circles is the idea of bat speed and how fast you can get your hands through the line of the ball. What do you think about bat speed? Is that an important part of batting?
Not at all. I've been coaching for years and I've never once used that terminology or tried to get anybody to swing the bat as fast as possible. And, you know, I've done all right without that. I think it's a jargon word, isn't it? Bat speed. All the great players, and again, Viv Richards being one of my favourites, when you watch him bat, he looks like he's got all the time in the world because he's got a nice controlled swing. The only time he's going to swing the bat really quickly, or anyone does, is if they're trying to hook it off their nose and it's coming at 90 miles an hour. Well, you haven't got time to swing slowly. Or when the ball's starting to go past you on the offside, and you're not really behind it and you've got to cut it. Outside of that, if you want to play straight and maintain your technique for as long as possible, the best way to do it is a nice rhythmical swing. That means that the speed of swing, which suits you, i.e. enables you to still maintain good technique. when people are in one-day matches or 2020 games and the pressure's on and they start panicking, that's when they start to try and hit the ball too hard, and that's when they make mistakes and get out. The key is just maintain a nice tempo of swing with good technique so you stay in charge of the situation. Swinging the bat fast, I really don't see any benefits of doing that. The problems you're going to get with it is the bottom hand comes in, the bat face closes too early, you threw the shot too early, you don't maintain a full face for as long as you possibly can. I don't see any, you know, any positives of doing that, and it's something that I don't coach and probably will never bother coaching.
If someone's in a similar position to Alistair Cook, they've got technical problems that they want to try and iron out, what's the best way to get rid of those technical issues, especially at this time of year in the UK when it's, you know, mid towards the end of the season, but there's still time, you know, still plenty of games left, but you want to make those changes. How can you do that?
Well, you've got to go back to basics and then prioritise in sequence what he's working on. So whether it's somebody just lobbing in bobble feeds to start with, you know, from the right arm over sort of position, and obviously his area he wants to improve is mid on and straight, just keep hitting balls through that area. Then gradually build up the feed until you're on a machine and you're swinging it in at pace and tinkering with the knobs on the machine, so every now and again one will go straight, one may go across him. Just keep raising the stakes. But as you're doing that, you've got to monitor technique through every sort of progression that you're doing. And if anything doesn't look quite right, I believe it's the coach's job to step in and work with the player to sort that thought out straight away. It's no point letting them just keep hitting it and doing what's comfortable and work it out yourself. Because, for instance, Alistair Cook, he may have been trying to work it out for himself, and maybe he hasn't worked out what key little things need to be changed. Therefore, you know, if you keep getting low scores, the next step is that you maybe get dropped. So it would make sense to try and get a coach in that's going to, you know, sort it, or he goes away with his coach and just keeps sorting out the key areas of technique he needs to work on. But it needs to be progressive. But starting with things we've talked about, you know, your alignment, your backswing, your head position, your feet position. You know, he actually finishes when he hits his off drive with a really good high elbow, you know, a very, very textbook. But it's just that alignment and that balance issue. Once he gets the confidence to hit through straight and mid on really well, I think he'd be fine. But at the moment, he's taking those shots out of his repertoire because he hasn't got any confidence in them. And those are shots when the bat stays on the line of the ball for a very long time, which is, you know, key shots to be able to play. But it's just build it up slowly, progressively work on the technical issues in order of importance. And then once he's got it right, just let him keep hitting the ball with good technique, getting the feel of it, cement that feel, just hit 3 hours of on drives and straight drives. And I think it wouldn't take much more than that to sort out those issues. But it's key that player understands what he's got to do so he can go away and work on his own, or even just go into bat and start thinking about in the net, you know, I need to get my back lift here, my head there. But what he doesn't want to be doing is thinking about things like that in the middle of a big game. When you're training, having throwdowns and nets, I think you can be very technical and specific on things you're working on. And the idea of grooving is that you do so many hits working on technique that it becomes second nature. Then when you're in the match, you don't have to think about hardly anything technical. It's down to watching the ball and the game plan. But where he is at the moment, I don't think you can say that just go out there and watch the ball and it will come good, because that's just a potluck. That, for me, is not scientific enough and mechanical enough to sort out what the problems are.
Well, hopefully Alistair's listening to this. And if you are listening, Alistair, hopefully you can put some of those things into action. And if you're not Alistair, and if you're still listening to this, which is going to be most people, then you can still improve your technique by heading over to pitchvision.com/academy and having a look at the videos and worksheets and coaching drills that Gary has on Pitch Vision Academy. So if you're serious about improving your batting, have a look at that. That's just about all the time we've got for the show today. So I've just about got enough time to say that I'm David Hinchliffe, and this has been the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show. See you next time.